Next patient is James Stokesberry, S-T-O-K-E-S-B-E-R-R-Y, James. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old patient of Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, that is following the practice because of the patient had an evaluation of microalbumin creatinine ratio. The patient was placed on Kerendia, and the proteinuria has corrected. In the laboratory workup that was done on February the 2nd of 2024, the albumin creatinine ratio is 21 micrograms per milligram of creatinine, which is within normal range. The evaluation of the protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 107 milligrams per gram of creatinine, that is also under the under the normal range. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.2 and an estimated eGFR of 55 with a BUN that is 26. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits, period. The patient has adequate kidney function. There is no evidence of proteinuria. The recommendation is to continue the administration of Kerendia as prescribed. Number two, the patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis that is followed by the primary and the rheumatologist. Following number, the patient has a history of myasthenia gravis that is also receiving infusions of immunoglobulin on a monthly basis. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 93 over 46. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient had a fracture of the thoracic and lumbar vertebra that was evaluated by Dr. Kimber. Symptomatic treatment has been recommended. Following number, carcinoma of the prostate that is followed by Dr. Povey. The patient has had bacteriuria on and off. He went to the urgent care and they prescribed medications. The patient didn't have symptoms at this time. Didn't have symptoms at that time. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Following number, diabetes mellitus that is under control. Taking into consideration that the patient has a normal kidney function for his age and there is no evidence of proteinuria, I'm going to refer him back to Dr. Toussaint.